Okay, today we're going through the Daf Tzadi Tesam Ralef of Masech Shabbos. We're holding at the very top of Daf Tzadi Tesam Ralef. The Gemara brings another brisa relating to the Yerios of the Mishkan. Tan Rabban, Yerios HaTachtonos Shel Tcheles V'Shel Argaman V'Shel Tola'a Shani V'Shel Sheish. The lower Yerios were made out of Tcheles and Argaman and Tola'a Shani and Sheish, which is Pishtan. The Elyonos was made out of Shel Maisi Izim, was made out of goat hair. U'gedol Chachma Shenemra The Elyonos Yosef Mashenemra B'Tachtonos. The spinning of the threads for the upper urea was required greater chachma than the bottom one. The ilu b'tachtonos k'siv, because when it comes to the bottom one, it says v'kalisha chachma slev biyadeh atavu. V'il belyonos k'siv v'kala nashma shenasa libon osana v'chachma tavu asi izin. So from the fact that it says nasa libon, it sounds like they required a greater level of chachma than the nashim that were chachma slev that did the bottom ureas. V'tanya m'shem rav nechemya shatuf b'izim v'tavu min izim. It was unbelievable that they spun the hairs when it was still attached to the goats, and that's what took such great chachma. So we had said in the Mishnah, shtei gezus tra'os, that if there were two gezus tra'os on one side of the Rishus Rabbim, and there was a hefsek Rishus Rabbim between them, if there are two like awnings on one side of Rishus Rabbim, and the Rishus Rabbim was open in between them, someone who extends something from one to the other is going to be chayiv, because that was the avodah l'levim, when they took apart the Mishkan, they would stand in the agalos next to each other, along the length of the Rishus Rabbim, and the people who took apart the Mishkan would pass the krashim over the agalos from one agala to the other. So those who would stand in the agalos would extend them to those people who are in the agala in front of them. So Amarav Mishum Rabbi Chia, agalos tachtehen, the makum underneath the agalos, ubeinehen, and the makum between the agalos, vitzidehen, and the makum on the sides of the agalos, meaning the space between them and the wheels, and the thickness of the wheels itself, all of that, Rishus HaRabim. That's all considered Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara explains the measurements of the agalos that actually carried the krashim. Amar Abayi, ben agala la agala kamlo orech agala, v'kama orech agala chamesh amos. Between one agala and the next, there was the length of a full agala, and that is 5 amos. So lamali, why do I need a length of an agala to be 5 amos? Ba'arbo palgasagi, it could have just been 4.5 amos, because if they would set up the krashim along their width, and each keresh was 1.5 amos wide, so you don't need all 5 amos to line them all up for 3 rows. You only need 3 rows of 1.5 each, you only need 4.5 total amos. And if they were to line it up along their width, that were along their thickness, which was only 1 amma, so you can't put more than 4 rows anyway, because of the rings that would protrude out along the rochav of the keresh, and you only need an extra 0.5 amma of space for those rings, so Yevaiter only needed 4.5 amos. So the Gemara answers, no, the reason they made the agalos 5 amos is kiechid lidchaku krashim, that if they were to arrange them along their width, the krashim would not have to be pushed up against each other, because if they would make the agala only 4.5 amos, there would be no space whatsoever between the 3 rows of krashim, because you can't be mitzamtzem and get it exactly right into the exact space. Amar Rava, tzidei agala, the sides of the agala, meaning the space between the agala and the wheels, and the thickness of the walls of the agala, kamelo rochav agala, is like the width of the agala. V'kama rochav agala, shtei amos umechza. The width of the agala is 2.5 amos. So the tzidei agala were also 2.5 amos, which means an amma and a quarter on each side. So lamali, why did they need a width of the agala to be 2.5 amos? If it's just so that they need to put the krashim into the agala, but amsu palgasagi, you only needed 1.5 amos. So the Gemara answers, since the krashim were placed along their length on the width of the agala, if the width of the agala was too narrow, the krashim could have tilted one way or the other and could have fallen as they were traveling. So to give it a little more stability, they made the agala 2.5 amos wide. So ask the Gemara, wait, so once we understand that these are the measurements of the agala, the Mishkan Chamisri Havi. Well, we said that the width of a Rosh Hashanah is 16 Amos. Well, if we learn it all from the Mishkan, in the Mishkan it was only 15 Amos, because the place where the Agalos stood had to only be 15 Amos, because two Agalos that were going one next to the other was only 5 Amos for each Agalos and 5 Amos in between them. So that's only a total of 15 Amos. Sam Siyasera, Havi, the Gemara answers, no, they had an extra Amma where the Agalos traveled in Achati Amma on each side, Davakoi ben Levi, Dechimishtalfi Krashim, Havanakatuhu, where you had a Levi there stationed in case one of the Krashim were to teeter off the edge, so he'd be able to sort of correct it, he'd put it right back. Good, now says the Mishnah, new Mishnah, explaining the dinim again of being motzi from one Rishos to another. Chulias Habar, the earth that you take out when you dig a bar, and is therefore placed around the edges of the bar. Vahasela, and a rock that's in Rosh Hashanah, Shein Gavoin Asara, V'Ruchavan Arba'a, if they're 10 tfachim tall and 4 tfachim wide. Hanotel man, if you take an object from them and you put it in Rosh Hashanah, Vahnosin al Gaban, or you take from Rosh Hashanah and put it on top of that area, Chayiv, you're Chayiv, because those areas are called a Rosh Hashayachid. B'pachas mikain, but if the measurements are less than 10 tfachim tall or less than 4 tfachim wide, Pater, because then it's not a real Rosh Hashayachid. So, listen to a bar of hasela. Why do we have to talk about the chulias habar, the dirt around the edges of a bar? Why not just mention the bar itself and the sela? That Rabbi Yochanan holds that when you measure the height of the bar, you can be mitstarif the 5 tfachim of depth of the bar and the 5 tfachim of height of the chulia to equal 10 tfachim. That makes it into a rishos. If you have a bar in Rosh Hashanah that's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, you're not allowed to fill up from it on Shabbos. Unless you made a mechitza that's 10 tfachim tall, that's around it, that's a Rosh Hashanah, and you stand inside that mechitza, so you're also standing in Rosh Hashanah. And you're not allowed to drink with a kli if you didn't make a mechitza around the bar, even though you're putting your head into the airspace of the bar and you're drinking, and you're not carrying the kli outside of the bar, you still can't drink like that. Elim kein hichnasa rosho verubo, unless you put like the majority of your body in the bar, because otherwise we're afraid you're going to take the kli out with you. Bar v'chul yasim mitzarf lasara, and the Braisa tells us, and this is the reason we're quoting it: the bar and the chulia around the bar, the dirt that makes the wall around the edge of the bar, are mitzarif to equal a shear of Asara Tfachim, to equal a shear of 10 Tfachim. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll begin with Ba'minei next time.